Friends, we are continuing B'Siyata D'Shmaya, our series of Shi'urim in the Torah of Rabbeinu the Ragged Shever, and this Shi'ur is dedicated L'Schus Chanaliba Bas Nechagitl, she should have Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadeha, and Adina Bas Sheva Bas Nechagitl, she should have Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadeha. What's the difference between a tainus that a person is mekabel on himself and a tainus that a person is not mekabel on himself? So we're basing ourselves again on the beautiful hakdama of Rav Kasher to the Tzafnas Paneach ala Torah. So he says as follows: Ta'anit she'adam mekabel al atzmo eina et kashrut lepulat he'adir haynu miniyat achila b'shtiya ela zo kabalat metziut shel ta'anit al atzmo. When a person is makabala tainus on himself, it's not connected to something of heyader, of lacking. It's not just not eating and drinking. Rather, as this is what we've been discussing how din is a mitzias, how Torah is a mitzias, how halacha is a mitzias. So when a person is makabala upon himself a tainus, he's makabala upon himself a mitzias. It's a reality, this tainus. The Torah gives koach to create a personal day of tainus, in addition to the general ta'anesim that are chal on a person. Says Rabbeinu the Ragged Shaver, "Ha'ta'anit chal al etzem hayom, umeilo asur lechol." The tainus is chal on the day. The tainus takes effect on the day, and umeilo is not allowed to eat. So that's all. When he was mekabel upon himself this tainus, when he accepted upon himself the previous day, as it says in the Gemara, this tainus. Then there's a chalos shem tainus. But if he's misanet without a previous kabbalah mibold yom, this is merely a tainus shows, and this is considered a pu'ula of heyader. This is stam, not eating and drinking. Okay, he's not eating and drinking. He's lacking food, but it doesn't have the mitzias of a tainus. So there is a fundamental qualitative difference between Kabbalah's tainus, fasting with a Kabbalah's tainus, and fasting without a Kabbalah's tainus. If you fast with a Kabbalah's tainus, so it's a mitzias of a tainus, a mitzias of a yom tainus. If you fast without a Kabbalah's tainus, it's just fasting for a few hours, a couple of tainus shows. It's not a real mitzias of a day of fasting. It's a heder, it's a lack of eating and drinking. The lashon of the Gemara is Azoy Tainus Yud Beis Amar Aleph V'i Yativ. If a person sits and fasts without being Makabel Tainus previously, my, what's the status here? Amar Rabba Bar Shila Damya Lemapucha Demalia Zika. It's like something that's just filled with hot air, something blown up with hot air. So too, this guy is just filled up with hot air. Zedavar she'ein bo metziut mamashit, zerak he'ader. It's a lack of eating, but it's not a real metzius. Rashi there even says a lashon shelo ochal bechinam. He didn't eat. He didn't eat for nothing. What was the point? Because it doesn't have a metzius of tainus. And so explains Rabbeinu the pasuk that the Gemara brings Nishba lahara v'lo yomir. Says the Gemara in Makkos Chof Daled Amud Beis, Ki Rabbi Yochanan De'amar Rabbi Yochanan Ehei b'ta'anit ad she'avo l'beiti. So when a person, the Gemara says a person is Nishba, he takes a vow Lahara, to do something bad to himself, v'lo yamir, and he doesn't revoke the shavua. The Gemara says, like this, like Rabbi Yochanan, who says, I'm going to be at a fast until I come to my house, which isn't a real fast, but he still keeps it. The Gemara is trying to show how far he goes to keep his word, even though be'etzim this isn't a real fast. So Rabbeinu says in Safnas Panech, there in Makkos on page 174. The Rabbi Yochanan, after Be'emet Lochal Klal, the Hava Belo Kabbalah Rak Leshmute, מכל מקום הווה מתענה וזה נקרא להרע. דכל תענית הווה מציאות, ומשום שצריך לתענות אסור לאכול, אבל בלא כוונה ורק איסור לאכול זה רעת והיעדר. וזה רצון אמר מפוך המלא זיק עדיין בו ממש. So they didn't really have to fast, the fast wasn't chal, but it's still called a fast, that's lahara. So normally a fast is a mitzias, but if it's not a proper fast that he accepted upon himself the previous day, so it's not a mitzias. If it's an iser lechol, it's a ra, it's a heyader, but it's not really a fast. There's no chalos tainus on this. It's just a lack of eating. A tainus is something positive. And here, it's something negative. It's a shlila, it's a heya there, it's a lack of eating. And even that Rabbi Yochanan kept. Avadi, he would keep a real tainus. But even Eva tainus ad shavu lebeisi, he kept. And based on this, we can also answer Tosis Kasha. Taisus asks, Tainus Yad Aleph Amad Aleph, that Shmuel says if you sit fast, you're called a chote. Aye. It says in the Gemara and Baba Kama that if a person's chovel ba'atzmo, it's mutter. But other people who are chovel bo are chayiv. And that it says you're allowed to be chovel ba'atzmo, Amar Shmuel b'yoshev b'tainus, when you're sitting in a tainus. So that it says you're allowed to be chovel ba'atzmo, that's tainus. That's mashim according to Shmuel. You're allowed to sit in a tainus. So how are you going to have it with Shmuel? On one hand, Shmuel says if you sit in a tainus, you're called a chote. On the other hand, Shmuel says that you're allowed to be chovel ba'atzmo, which the Gemara says means fasting. So it's okay to fast. You're not a chote. So you're a chote according to Shmuel. You're not a chote. Bavakama tzari alf, it's mashma no chote. In tainus yir alf, mashma yes chote. So that zoid frektosis. So explains the rugged shaver that there's a fundamental difference between tainus and tainus. Tainus that didn't have a previous Kabbalah is just let's ure nafsha ba'alma, like the Gemara says in tainus yir beis amad alf, that's a sin. That's bechinas sin. Because a tainus that's just a shlila, just a heyader. That's Tsar Ba'alma, that's Begeder Chait, but Tainus, that was preceded by a Kabbalah, it's not L'shem Tsar, it has a Chalos Shem Tainus, and therefore it's Aser Ba'achil, and there's no sin. So that's the difference between the two fasts, and Memela Bavakama is talking about a fast which you're makabel upon yourself, it's not a sin, and Shmuel is talking about a fast that you're not makabel yourself, which is Tam Bechina Shlila, which is a sin. So on this note, on this topic, we continue on, and we talk about darkness. Is darkness a mitzias? Or is darkness a heyader? Is it just a lack of light? Or is it a mitzias of choshech? That's our question. Shitas hamedabrim brought in the Mara Nevuchim in the first volume in the 73rd chapter is Lo Yomar Ki Choshech Heyader Ha'or. That you shouldn't say that Choshech is merely a lack of light. Choshech is a mitzias. The Rambam holds there, Chelek Gimel, Perek Yud, HaChoshech V'Yivaron, Headrim V'Einam Tzichim L'Poal. So the Shitas HaMedabrim, those philosophers hold that Choshech is a Metzias. It's not just a lack of light. The Rambam holds it's just a lack of light. And Rabbeinu the Rugged Shaver gets involved in this Machlokas. Let's see. We have a Yerushalmi, Brachas, Perikhes, Halacha Vav, Amar Brechya, Kachdosh Yishne Gedol Yolim, Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Shimon Lakish, By Avdel Elokim, Avdel Avadai, Mashal Ma'adavar Dom, Lamel Shelo Shnei Istratigin, Zeom Rani Mishamesh Biyom, Zeom Rishan Mish Biyom, Karl Rishan Ramalo Ploni Ayom Yet Chumach, Karl Shem Ramalo Ploni Alayli Yet Chumach, Hadu Dixi by Karl Kim Lor Yom, Lor Marlo Ayom Yet Chumach, Vilachoshech Ramalo Ayom Alayli Yet Chumach. So the Medrash tells us there were these two Istratigin, which probably relates to the word strategies, two strategists, two servants of the king, and they came before him, talking about the pasuk of God separating between day and night, and they both wanted to serve during the day. And then the king, Ayah Hashem, called one and said, your domain's going to be day, that's light, and the other one said, your domain's going to be night, that's darkness. So you see that he appointed one mishamish, one servant for day, and one to be night. So you see that Choshech is a metzias without any kesher to the metzias of the day. There are two metziyos, the or by day and the choshech by night. Shnei stratigim bedarga shava. Look in the Tshuvat Safnas Panech and Simon Reish Tes, and in the Mefanech Tzfunos and page Kuf Mem Dalet. In the Yerushalmi Brachas, there's a machlokas at the time of Knisus Hayom Ve'alayla. Some say the day enters at Amar HaShachar, and some say the day starts at Netzach Hama. And so too Zman Knisus HaLayla. Some say Shkia is when night starts, and some say Tseis is when night starts. So we have a Machlokas, when does day start? Is it dawn or sunrise? And Machlokas, when night starts, is it Shkia or is it Tseis? So Rabbeinu the Rugged Shaver explains this machlokas. If Laila Choshech is just a lack of light, so as long as there's light, there's no darkness. Because we haven't been completely lacking light. We aren't completely lacking light. And therefore that opinion holds that the entrance of the Laila is Dafka Tseis HaKochavim, not Shkia. Because even after Shkia, there's still a little bit of light. So if the Vort is that night is a lack of light, it has to be Tseis. In contrast, the others hold that Choshech is a Metzias Bifnei Atzma. And the Shilton of the Choshech comes after day. When is the Shlitas Hayom over? With the Shkias HaChama. Once the sun sets, then the day, the sun is representative of the day, the sun has set, so the day is no longer ruling. So Memela, the moment there's Shkia Sachama, the night begins. During the day, there's Shlitas Hayom, till Shkia, and then Shlitas Halayla from Shkia. The other opinion holds is the lack of light, that's all night is. So when would that begin? By Tseis. Also, as far as the Sof Zman, those who hold Sof Zman Laila, those who hold that darkness is just a lack of light, hold that immediately with Alos HaShachar, the day is already beginning. Because when does night start? When there's a complete lack of light. Tseis. When does day start? When there's just a little bit of light. And that's going to be that opinion. Because that opinion defines darkness as just being the absence of light. Choshech is Heyader Or, but the moment you reach dawn, now there's a little bit of light, so it's the beginning of day. And the others hold that Choshech isn't Hayadir. Choshech isn't just a lacking. It isn't just the absence of, it's a Shlita. So there's Shlitas HaOr until when? Until Shkia. And then the Or is no longer Sholeit. What about in the morning? In the morning, until the Shilton of the Yom, until the sun actually comes up, which represents the power of the day, the Shlita of the day, it's still nighttime. So that opinion holds that since night is a Metzias, darkness is a Metzias, Shlita, so until Nates, it's night, comes Nates, now it's the Shilton of the day. At night, according to that opinion, the day loses its Shlita when the sun sets, so it's Shkia, it's already night. So Shkia Nates. So we would see that this machlokas is reflected between the Rambam and the Medabrim, is reflected in this machlokas in the Yerushalmi, Maridik. Another makor. Rava, Omar Rava, we have to be maskir mi desiyom, belayla mi deslayla biyom. Amar Abai Golel Or Mipnei Choshech V'Choshech Mipnei Or Brachas Yira Aleph Amibes. What is this Glila? He rolls the light before the darkness and the darkness before the light. How are you Golel Or? How do you roll away light for the darkness if darkness is not a Metzias, is not an absolute reality, it's just a lack of light. So in fact that it says, Golel Or Mipnei Choshech, it must be that Choshech is a Metzias. The Gemara in Psachim, famous Gemara, Beis Amar Aleph, Ayem B'Tzafnas Panech, B'Gemara Shleim Hashem. The Gemara says, Kariye Rachmana L'Nahora, God called the light, Vayikra Elokim L'Or Yom, U'Pakdein commanded it on Mitzvah Sadi Yamama, and commanded on the Mitzvah of the day, Kariye Rachmana L'Chashuch, he called the darkness, and he commanded it on the Mitzvah of the light. That's what it means, Vayikra Elokim L'Or Yom L'Choshech Kara Laila. That he commanded them that the day, at daytime it should be light, and nighttime it should be darkness. So you don't call something unless it's a Metzias. So from Dante's Gedringen, from here would imply very strongly that darkness is a Metzias. So it seems we have a number of rayas strongly for the for Shitas HaMadabra, Neged Shitas HaRambam. We also have for Shitas HaRambam that it would be a Machlokas in the Yerushalmi. That was the second source that we brought. About Shas Knisayon Ba'alayla. Al-Kopanam Advarim Ayun Eflaim, and B'Ritzel Hashem Darkeinu, in the next shir, hopefully we're going to talk about death. The death of Metzias or Ha'adar. Very, very interesting. Baruch Hashem, we were zochah to learn Big Yiseldos, and we should be zochah to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.